for Start of KCOH 1430 AM and Houston Roundball Review, speaking with Sherry Cole, Oklahoma Sooners. Well, the fun part of basketball for me is about to begin. That's conference play, and the Sooners open up the conference on the road versus Iowa State tomorrow in Ames. So give me a preview of the matchup.
Well, Iowa State is typical Iowa State. They shoot a bunch of threes, and they make a bunch of threes. They run a lot of junk defense. They'll run some man. They'll run some 2-3, some 3-2, some box and one, triangle and two. They'll do all kinds of crazy stuff. So they're very unpredictable defensively. They really hurt you in transition, shooting the three, and then they run about 400 or 500, I'm being facetious, of course, a bunch of offensive sets, a whole bunch of stuff that you have to prepare for. So they're good. They're smart. They know where their strengths lie, and they play toward them, and they're a very good team at Hilton Coliseum in Ames, Iowa.
Now, talking about your team, what is the health of the team?
Really good. Knock on wood. Everybody's really healthy right now.
And you think your younger players, your freshmen, are ready for a Big 12 play?
I think so. One of the reasons we challenged our guys with such a difficult pre-conference schedule was so that they wouldn't feel like they had run into a wall when Big 12 starts, and that's an easy thing to do. For freshmen, even the length of the season is a bit of an obstacle. Sometimes you look up in mid-January and you go, we're halfway through, what in the world? So I think it was important for us, knowing the quality and quantity of minutes we were going to need these young kids to play, it was important for us to provide for them the wall early. We provided the wall right out of the chute when we had to go play Maryland and then Tennessee and then Arizona State. We put them in some very difficult situations. So I'm sure they will still find that tough stretch in the middle of conference play. But I don't think that they'll be shocked by the caliber of competition or by the pace of play, which can sometimes happen if you don't play a rigorous pre-conference schedule.
Any concerns about rust?
No, we've had great practices over the holiday. I was very, very excited about the amount of time that we get to spend with these guys because, you know, you get to play in game, and you prepare, and you don't spend that much time working on yourself. And so it was an opportunity for us to put a few more things in, to get better at some stuff, and to really spend some time just working on Oklahoma. And I liked our practices. I think it's easy sometimes for guys to get distracted or to get bored or to get broken down when you have a lot of practices back-to-back, and I didn't see any of that occurring with our team. So I'll be real surprised if we're not very ready to play tomorrow night.
Now, Iowa State is only giving up about 51 points a game thus far. Is that because of this tremendous defense, or do they have to slow down tempo a little bit?
Oh, I think they know who they can run with and who they can't, and they pick and choose their times appropriately. I think they're pretty efficient with the basketball, and that eats up some clock as well. And sometimes they just change so many things that it takes you 6 or 8 passes to figure out how to attack something. So I think they control the pace of the game, definitely.
And how important is tempo going to be in tomorrow's game?
Well, I think it's huge. We have to push the envelope. We have to take some risks defensively and use our speed and our athleticism, and I think we have to get out and run. In watching last year's tape, we didn't get very many, if any, transition looks against those guys. We played them in the championship for the Big 12 tournament late spring, and they're a different team than they were then, and we are too, but we're scoring a lot more often from fast break situations, transition offense this year, than we were last year. So I think we have to use that. I don't think we can settle to go back and set up and run against their half court defense every time. At the same time, when you look at that, you got to know that you got to pick and choose your times. You can't rush because you don't want to take a quick shot and not have any rebounders down the floor. You have to pick and choose as well. But I do think our speed is critical.
Now, if you don't mind, give me, I guess, a pre-conference gauge of the league overall right now.
Well, I think there have been some surprises. I think there have been some huge wins that our conference has notched in their belt. You think about Baylor beating Cal, and just recently Kansas knocked off Xavier, and Xavier turned around and knocked off Georgia, who was previously undefeated. Iowa State beat Iowa earlier. Colorado's had a couple of key wins, one early over Vanderbilt. So I think that what you see around the conference are a lot of guys gaining confidence and playing at a really high level. I think 6 at my last count in the top 25 in the country. Matter of fact, five out of the six Big 12 South teams ranked. That's tremendous as you go into league play. So I think there are some teams that are better than people think. I think Kansas is pretty good. Sounds like Colorado is pretty good, although I haven't seen them in person. And then obviously we know about the South.
Do you believe that the Big 12 is the best conference this year?
I don't know. That's hard to say. Connecticut is so darn good. I think if you get into Big East play and some people play them tight, I think Big East might have a battle cry for it, though I do think the league as a whole is probably down a little bit. Obviously, the ACC, North Carolina, Duke, Maryland, a lot of quality teams there, and then the SEC, obviously, you have Tennessee and the typical powers that be there, so and Georgia, obviously. So I don't know. I think it remains to be seen. But I do think our league, top to bottom, is stronger than it was even a year ago.
Now, looking at some of the game notes on tomorrow's game, I see that you and Coach Finley, along with Coach Conrad, are tied for the most regular season Big 12 victories. Did you know that, and is that important to you?
No and no. You know what that means is that we've been here the longest, basically, and we're old. That's exactly what that means. Finley, even older than me, he's been here a year longer. No, it doesn't mean much to me at all, truthfully.
Okay, well, I know I've known you a little bit here, and I got to know you, so I know you're not going to even discuss Saturday's matchup with Oklahoma State.
You're a good study, Chris.
So I want to thank you for your time this week, and I guess we can do a review of the game next week.
Sounds
so
great.
For Iowa State and Oklahoma State. So
both of these road contests that we have start off league play.
So wish you good luck tomorrow, and take care.
Thank you, Chris.
Bye-bye.